Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year.
You feel the animals.
You feel the animals. This will be, it's all coming through on my phone. I've got some signal.
Oh, yeah.
When is Christmas? That's on the Wednesday.
Tis.
Is it Wednesday?
Tis.
Will there be a podcast on Friday?
Oh, fuck knows. I don't know. Have to see how we're feeling, won't we?
Have to work that one
fucking
out.
It's a bit naughty, isn't it? It's a bit of a naughty time to be doing it 2 days after Christmas, but we'll see.
I mean, I am off, I think.
I am off, but I've also got...
kids.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll have to work it.
Have to arrange that one, we'll figure see. It out, that's fine. How exciting. Games, gaming, fucking all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's what it
shit.
Is. I got a mate at work, Andrew, and I've got him in on the podcast. He's got a long commute to work. That's what I do whenever I can plug it to people that ain't fucking heard of it, and Andrew's a fucking nerd as well, so I was like, right, well, you're the demographic that we aim for. And so yeah, he's been listening to the pod. I actually gifted him was it like a month or 2 months of the Patreon, so he can then fucking listen off the back of that, especially after last week's Patreon episode. That shit was funny. So I thought you got to fucking listen to that. Some of his favourite episodes are your Football Manager episodes.
Is he not the same guy we spoke about the other day?
Yeah, exactly. But obviously he was like, where's the follow on? Like, what? How's he doing? I need to fucking know. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I was like, the ADHD kicked in and it got put to bed. Unfortunately, I was like, there's a brief like 2 minute. Finisher on another episode, but I said after that I was like, it's gone, bruv, it's done. So yeah, there may be a point where look forward to that. Well, at some point Andrew's going to listen. So if you are listening, there might be some Football Manager stuff in the future. But at the moment, there won't be.
Well, Football Manager got delayed, which has never happened before. It normally comes out in like November, and it got pushed back to like. Fucking March next year or something, which is mental. They're just not going ready. So basically, Football Manager has been the same for like 10 years now. Nothing's really changed.
Yeah.
They had a few new little features in, maybe a few quality of life things, but it's essentially just the same. This time, I think they've got a whole new match engine. Because it's just spreadsheets basically, and
the whole
thing. So they've remade everything the way it looks, visual. And the big one, which a lot of people are just a bit annoyed about, is they've added like fucking women's football into it. But they've done that at the behest of removing some things like international football, so you can't be international manager anymore.
Why they got rid of all of that?
To make room for the women's football. But
well, you can't just add the women's football in alongside.
Apparently not.
What?
So yeah, a lot of people were saying...
It's a manager sim.
A lot of people are saying like, we are your demographic. I'm not saying there's not women people that play it. Of course there will be. But you're removing features to squeeze something in. Why not make another game?
Or why not just add it into the...
Yeah, or what? Just make a female Football Manager. Because Football Manager has got fucking hundreds and thousands of players on it.
Yeah, I know, it's big. Players.
So to add all the women as well, it's going to take a lot of resources. Because Football Manager is not just, oh, this is fucking... This is Jared Bowen who plays for West Ham. It's Jared Bowen, he's 29, he's fucking 5'9".
Yeah, you go into everything.
He was born in fucking Hull. He's all these people that he's played with over his career. Like, it's the detail in each and every single one of them players, even to the down to like youth players and stuff, is insane.
But why not just add why would you not have the capability to
I don't know. Internally, that's weird, what they're saying. That it's a lot more of an undertaking than they anticipated, so they've removed a lot of stuff to add the women's football. A lot of people are upset about it, so a lot of people are saying they're just going to continue playing 2023 version, I think it is. Or
but they're upset for the basis that you're
removing
other
features
stuff that you are using. Yeah,
to put in stuff that is not their, what we assume is their target demographic.
Yeah.
When if you wanted to do that, maybe make the women's Football Manager game and see how successful that is. If it sells well, then obviously you know there's a huge market for it.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you'd need to go that far.
Well, maybe you
I really don't get that. No, of course I don't. I don't see why you would. That'd be like fucking... that'd be like having Call of Duty and going, right, we're adding zombies, but we're also getting rid of Team Deathmatch to accompany it, to accommodate it. You go, well, why? Oh, because everyone's been wanting zombies for ages. You go, yeah, but why have you got to get rid of TDM over that? That don't make any sense. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't.
I've never either. Heard of a game having to do that.
No, how does that? I don't think that. Well, I imagine there is games that do it, but they don't publicly say, oh, we've removed this for
yeah,
this.
That just seems really odd. Well, fucking fair play. What, so people are boycotting that
not,
one?
Not boycotting. They're just upset that they've removed features out of the game to replace it with another one. So, yeah, anyway, that's been pushed back a long time, which has never happened before. So, yeah, it's going to be a while before New Football Manager comes out. And even then, when it comes out, will I be interested in playing it? Probably not, because Football Manager comes like a flash in a pan. And I'm like, that's all I care about for a couple of months. And then it's dead to me. So,
yeah.
I got a bit burnt by Antwerp, didn't I? It fucked me over.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I fucked them over. A bit of both, really. So, fuck Antwerp and everything they stand for. The football team, not the place. And not the real Antwerp, just the digital version.
Just in case Antwerp's listening to this. Just the football. We don't want to upset you.
I know, I love the club and I love the fans. Just them board members, man. Selfish fucks.
Have you watched any Secret Level?
No. That shit came out fucking ages ago. That new stuff. I see a tweet from it like Monday or last week saying that their new episodes were out.
Yeah, come out yesterday. Another eight.
It was a long time before that.
No, it weren't.
It was.
It weren't.
It was.
It weren't, because I got. It weren't.
Bruv, I'm telling you, I saw the message and I thought, I wonder why they're not fucking already watched it. Because I saw a tweet saying, oh, by the way, there's loads of Secret Level out today. And I was like, oh, they're not talking about it. Maybe they don't know. And I'll find the exact tweet.
It was on a Wednesday. It was Wednesday when it fucking come out, wasn't it?
Yesterday.
Wednesday night.
Yesterday, you got told, no?
Yeah, Connor fucking mentioned it. But I swear it was Wednesday was when the second lot of episodes were due to release.
I'll find when I saw it, but it's neither here nor there. Carry on.
Either way, there's a Concord episode, which obviously was a bit like, oh, fucking hell, because if anyone's listening and isn't aware, Concord was a game that was meant to be Sony's fucking big boy game, one of their almost flagships that they released this year. And it lasted 2 weeks. Was it about 2 weeks before the servers were shut down,
mm-hmm.
and the studio was scrapped and everyone got sacked like that? Not the game releasing and then doing really bad and flopping and then blah, 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 let's reallocate. No, that was straight up 2 weeks, game flopped so hard, they shut the servers down, you cannot play Concord anymore, it's done. And I remember when we saw the announcement trailer for it, and it looked fucking sick, didn't it?
Yes. The actual CGI, I'm just reading about this, came out Tuesday.
The trailer for Concord looked fucking incredible. It looked like a Guardians of the Galaxy on steroids. And I remember watching the trailer and thinking, I'm attached to these characters, this whole story, this looks great. And then in the last sort of like 30 seconds of the trailer, it pops up that it's a 5v5 arena-style first-person shooter. And all the fucking, oh, Jesus Christ, people were angry.
It looked like Guardians of the Galaxy, didn't it?
It looked like Guardians of the Galaxy, and then it turns out it's actually just a fucking Overwatch copy at the end. And you go, what the, how incredibly misleading is that? Mental. The last thing I was expecting after seeing that trailer was it to pop up and tell me it's a fucking 5v5. Absolutely ridiculous. And I think a lot of people were miffed by that because they're like, no one's asked for this. Why are we trying to break into that? Because the trailer looked sick. And then sure enough, when it released, I don't actually know the full specifics as to why it flopped, because there's a handful of people that were saying, no, it's actually a good game, but it just got caught in the shitstorm. But there must, because I never played it. But either way, it had really negative reviews. I don't know whether that was because the developers sort of like based the characters around themselves. And I remember like there was, I think one of the characters was meant to be like quite a tanky character, but the character itself didn't suit that style of gameplay. And people were annoyed about that because it was like, well, that's not fucking, I don't really know.
There's not a visual representation of the tank. He's a big bulky.
Yeah. Like. So that got scrapped. And died a death within 2 weeks. anyway, Secret Level, they'd obviously already started creating the episode or had probably already finished the episode before Concord had released. Either way, it was to a point where it was like, right, we can't scrap it. We need to continue making it. So when that popped up for the announcement trailer for Secret Level, it was like, oh, fucking hell, that's going to be hairy. Whoops. I have seen that episode, and it is possibly one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. In my animation viewing life, that was one of the best episodes one of the best things that I have seen. And that made me quite sad because fucking hell was it impressive. The animation of it, the story of it, fucking space. What it made me want to do is play No Man's Sky after, or some kind of space game. It gave me that absolute fucking buzz. It was so good.
I reinstalled No Man's Sky the other day.
Yeah, good. I'm telling you.
For 10 minutes, turn it off.
I'm still waiting for fucking Light No Fire, man.
Yeah, same.
That's going to be good. But if I know you're busy watching. Have you finished Castlevania?
I finished it yesterday.
So your viewing eyes are now free to explore other things?
No, because I need to watch the next Castlevania Nocturne, which is the new one.
Fuck me, can you not squeeze Secret Level in quick?
You know why I don't really care for Secret Level?
You will when you watch it.
No, I won't. I'll tell you for why. Because 15-minute episodes, right? Right, I'm going to get well into one of them and be like, I want more of this one. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be more of this one. There's going to be more of stuff I'm not interested in. And then I'm going to watch that and I'm going to go, no, I want more of this one. And it's never going to end.
And you're going to be interested in pretty much every single episode, I reckon.
Yeah, and I don't want to be. Funnily enough, while you were talking, I saw a still image of the Dungeons & Dragons episode.
Oh, bruv.
And I was like, that looks amazing. I want a whole series of that without even seeing it.
I know how your brain works because me and Steph have watched the first set of episodes, bar two. And that D&D one and the Warhammer one, but especially the... Well, I don't know, man, because they're both fucking sick. The D&D one tickles your pickle because obviously we're actively playing D&D. And... Bro, it's just fucking incredible and makes you sit there and go, oh, fucking, I want to play D&D. I want to fucking get involved. And then the Warhammer one, that Warhammer episode made me sit down on YouTube and watch fucking lore videos about it.
I told you, Warhammer lore's mad.
Crazy, crazy shit. And then I went and spoke to Connor about it and he was like, oh, don't watch that guy. So I was like, all right, well, you've just spoiled it for me. Thanks, Con. Tell me what to watch then, mate, because I ain't got a fucking clue. Because when you type in Warhammer lore to YouTube, that is a fucking deep hole to dive into.
Yeah, very deep.
But yeah, I think you're doing yourself a disservice by not watching it.
I will watch it.
Because you'd love them.
I will watch. I'll probably cherry pick them, I'll be honest with you. Because my mind works in mysterious ways. As I said, when I'm into my... I'm not into Warhammer. I love Warhammer. It's sick. But I'm on my medieval fantasy shit, bro.
They're 15-minute episodes,
I know, but I'm playing Baldur's Gate again.
Yeah.
So I want to watch the Dungeons & Dragons one and whatever...
We can watch that after this pod.
What other fantasy ones there are. But then if I watch that and be like, oh, I want to play Baldur's Gate. And then if I watch the Warhammer one, I'm be like, I'm reinstalling Space Marine. And I'm just not going to know what to do with myself after that. I'm going to have a meltdown, play nothing, sit there and eat Ben & Jerry's in a huff. So, I know. This is my brain's weird, bro. But yeah, I will cherry pick the Dungeons & Dragons one for sure. I will watch that most certainly. But I've had this before, man. I've had this exact thing happen. Star Wars done a thing called Star Wars Beginnings or Star Wars something, and they were all like just little 15-minute cartoons, and they were all like, but they. They give so much for what they was like the beginning of Qui-Gon Jinn and stuff like that, of how he met Count Dooku and blah-de-blah-de-blah. But considering the amount of lore on Star Wars, that little 15-minute snippet just opens up wormholes of potential lores and why this happened, why this happened, why this happened. And that was frustrating because you're watching it and be like, this is fucking great. But then it'd move on to fucking, I don't know, baby Ahsoka Tano or something growing up. You're like, oh, this is fucking so interesting. Then moves on to the next one. And that's following the same universe. So doing that with all these different subjects is just going to piss me off. Well, I know it is. I can appreciate that it is fucking fantastic, and I will watch some of them.
I think that's why they're so fantastic, is because you're getting short bursts. So rather than them sitting there and going, right, we need to make 8 hours worth of viewing art, then 15 minutes of, like, if you're tasked with either making 8 hours of something and making it fucking decent for the majority of those 8 hours and keeping people interested, as opposed to a 15-minute fucking episode where you can throw as much shit in as you want and make it interesting. But even then, I think it's quite an art form to be able to have such short episodes and almost fulfill part of, if not the entire story, within that 15 minutes. Like the New World one, very good, very, very, almost thought provoking. It's got all the old Arnie in it.
Is it?
Yeah. It's good, man. It is. They're very, very good. Very good. I recommend them.
I will watch them. I give you my word. I'll watch at least one of them. Side note to that, I've been playing Baldur's Gate again. I'm continuing on Solax Astaria's journey. He's a cunt. Trying to work out in my head whether this is going to be set before the campaign or after. Probably after, because of, he's probably going to have a bit of a brutal ending as well. I don't think I'm going to lead him down a very good path either. Because I'm doing a Dark Urge playthrough, and I know they're very different. It's like a beginning thing that you can pick, and I know it's just like...
How is it? Explain.
So you can, when you start at the beginning, I can't remember, there's certain things you can pick. One of them is called the Dark Urge, and it's just like, oh, mysterious voice talks to you, blah, 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 blah. And then, but then now, just when I'm bowling about or certain dialogue things are happening, it'd just be like, kill him. I was like, oh, yeah, all right. And there's just things like that. So
yeah, right, I'll do it.
I don't really know what's going to happen. I imagine you can lead them away from that or lean into it or find out what it is. But it's all like a mysterious thing. So I know it changes a lot in the game, just on its own. So yeah, I thought that would be a good...
Are you just doing whatever it tells you to do?
No, not really. I kind of just do my own thing. What I have understood about Baldur's Gate, which is very interesting to me, is that when I played it, I had a good grasp on what was going on. Now, when I went into playing D&D with you boys and girls, I went in, I think it's fair to say, a lot more knowledgeable than you and Daryl, because of only through Baldur's Gate and listening to podcasts and stuff. But now, having played D&D for the time that we have and going back to Baldur's Gate, I realise that I've learnt so much more from playing D&D now playing Baldur's Gate. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many abilities that I just completely ignored that I had. I.e. it's like so many abilities that say give a target advantage on their next attack rolls. And to me, I've always just been like, that sounds shit. So I won't ever do that.
There's no damage numbers in that. I'm not interested.
Exactly that. I don't understand what you're on about. But now I know advantage means roll twice.
Waste a bonus action on not attacking something. How stupid.
Exactly. And now I know that advantage means, you know, roll a dice and take the higher number. I'm like, yes, you have advantage. Now you have advantage.
You all get advantage.
And it's just completely changed the way I play the game. I'm going for a sorcerer, a necromancer. I think that's what I'm leaning into if Solax is...
And that's what you can also lean into on our actual D&D campaign.
Well, that's probably...
If we ever make it back to that point.
That's what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, I'm... See, that's what could happen, right? So, in my head canon now, it's just all coming to me now. So, this Dark Urge could be something that happened during our campaign and then I forgot about it. And now the Dark Urge is coming back to me, and now I'm doing the bad shit that I used to do from the campaign.
Well, I was talking to Connor about it, because obviously I'm...
Oh, I love it!
If fingers crossed he writes me back in, otherwise it's going to be one boring fucking time when we go back around there. Coming back as a cleric, and we had a little conversation about if you're to die, obviously when I was playing as Druin.
Druin.
Druin. Druin. none of us had any ability to revive anyone, to resurrect. Whereas as a cleric, and I'm sure Daryl can have it as a paladin at some point, because that would make sense. But as a cleric, that's a... I don't think I've actually got it yet, but I definitely know that you could get resurrection. And we had a conversation of, is that a point of you die and I bring you back to life? Is that then necromancy? Because I've brought you back to life. Because I was talking to him, I was like, well, what if me and that fucking actual necromancer start butting heads, or I want to fucking speak to it? Like, and we were trying to sort of decipher how that would go about. But that would be quite interesting if one of us turns, and because obviously I know you're interested in the fucking necromancy side of him, because that's when he let me know that we can't bring Druin back to life because he's in bits.
Yeah, I think like necromancy, and that's more like reanimated the dead, isn't it? And I think you can only reanimate the dead for 24 hours.
Mm.
And I only know that because I listened to a podcast on the way here. Yeah. That's exactly what they just did to a random character, because much like Nobby. They've got a character called Paul.
Of course they have. Nice.
And he double crossed them, and they were just carrying him around like we carry Nobby about. And one of the characters shot him in the face with a crossbow, and then the other character felt bad, so he reanimated him back to life.
Because what would you say in terms of WoW? Obviously, you don't have a necromancer in WoW. Well, you kind of do. So you got warlocks, which obviously are in control of big fucking demonic creatures, always have a fucking minion with them, whether it be like a little imp or a big fucking void walker thing or succubus or other shit. And then you've got demonology warlocks where they're all fucking pets. They're all in on big motherfuckers. And then you've got unholy death knights, and they are necromancers, but they're melee necromancers, big fucking two-handed swords and shit, but they have a ghoul with them, a constant minion is with them, and their whole thing is about causing infection and disease amongst their enemies, and fucking raising armies of fucking dead and ghouls and vampire things and all sorts of horrible shit.
Night creatures.
Which one's your fucking preference? Because obviously you like a ranged character, but would you want to be given the choice?
Would you mean I like a ranged character in what respect? Like ranged as in?
Well, everything distance. You're fucking playing is ranged.
Yeah, but I don't, no, you know that I don't.
Yeah, but I'm starting to think that you're talking shit.
No.
Because Elden Ring, a lot of your stuff was fucking ranged. Even though you were playing a melee build, you were using that fucking moon. You remember?
Yeah, but that's... I was using a sword, and then that was just overpowered as fuck.
Yeah, you still fucking... And then you look at your D&D campaign. All you do is sit at the back.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
So I think you're having a crisis. I don't think that you're actually a melee...
I am a melee character through and through, but I'm trying to go outside my comfort zone. And the reason is, a lot of the games that I tend to play... as of late, I guess, World of Warcraft and things like that. If you want to just do sword shit, it's either got to be a great sword or it's got to be sword and board. I don't like that. I just like one sword or dual swords. That's all I like.
Well, we played as rogues. It was dual.
Yeah, and Rain Dolo, he was a rogue.
He was a rogue.
He was a sword geezer or a bow. But yeah, predominantly, I only ever use melee. So I'm just trying to switch up a bit, man. I'm just trying to be a bit different.
We're doing the same things.
The only reason... No, completely different. Because now I'm playing a sorcerer on...
No, not completely different. I'm doing that with WoW at the moment.
Oh, we're just doing playing. The same
thing. Yeah.
I thought you meant by doing the same thing.
No.
Yeah, because you was playing a mage or wizard, weren't you?
In what?
In WoW. You went and made a little character for a bit.
My last character that I was trying, that I was playing and I was thinking about maining it, is a shadow priest.
That's it.
And they are all about giving in to the old gods and basically fucking with people's minds and inflicting damage for that way. But a lot of their stuff, they summon shadowy apparitions that go...
Back to the question that you originally asked me. from what you just told me, the them Death Knights, they sound sick. But yeah, that is what I would be all over. Apart from cool. apart from the dual-handed sword, but nevertheless, still sounds sick.
Very cool, cool. Very very interesting role-play capability. Real decent immersion with playing a character like that. Especially if like Wrath of the Lich King is your like a, one of your favourite, not yours personally, but one of your favourite expansions, the Death Knight theme and playing as Unholy is what they're called, an Unholy Death Knight. They're just fucking sick, man. Basically the opposite to a paladin.
Yeah, evil.
Just proper horrible I like cunts.
I like liches as well. There's liches in the book that I was reading and they're fucking, they're powerful.
It's, it's such a weird thing how you're so naturally drawn to the absolute demonic. And it's weird.
I'll tell you why it is. Because they always have the coolest powers.
Cool shit.
It's not because I like being evil. I just like seeing cool stuff. What, you can raise a fucking skeleton to fight for you. Or
but then I
you
think
can summon a fucking portal of evil fucking demons that pull them in and shit. They're always cool. Like, same with Jedis and that. They do, I can throw you over there. Or Vader will just fucking pick you up by your throat and snap your neck, twisting his fingers.
But then I just feel cooler. Like, on the flip side, then you get something like a priest or a paladin or a cleric or something like that, where you come up against this horrible, ghastly fucking thing that can summon the undead and all the horrors of the world, and you can just fucking send down God's holy light himself. Bang! Fuck off! You know what I mean?
Fuck off!
That in itself, bash!
Not today,
fucking
demon.
Down. Yeah. Little bit of fucking light, man. Oh God! When you watch the D&D secret level, you'll experience that. I'm telling you that you're gonna go fucking yes, mum. Mm. Oh Jesus Christ! What a weird... Oh, it's incredible. I'm absolutely fucking absorbed by it.
Let me tell you, when I finished Castlevania yesterday, at the end, I was like, you know, like one of these people that get well far too far into anime.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was like. I was like, no! And then I was like, yes! Fucking yes! And it was like, you know, 11:30 at night. And I was like, fucking come on.
Go on, son.
Fucking come on. It was just...
I've never been that
far into like an anime like that. I was so invested. I was getting like emotionally attached. I was like, no. Like, Gemma was like, what's the matter? I was like, I can't. No, please. It was madness.
I think I'm halfway through season two.
I need to pick it back up. So good. I think it slowed down for a couple of episodes and I was like, is this gonna pick back up again? And yeah, it fucking does. And what I wasn't expecting in it was the amount of crazy twists and turns and double crosses and there's so much in there that I thought it was just a very bland, plain story, you know. It fucking ain't, mate. It goes up and down and back and round and it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. In four seasons, short seasons as well, what they achieved in that, unbelievable. And I know Connor said the Nocturne isn't that good. I saw reviews which beg to differ, but I'll make my mind up because I don't know what anyone said about Castlevania because I think that came out 5-6 years ago. But yeah, I'll make my mind up on that. But if it's even fucking half as good as that, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, but Connor's so miserable.
He's just fucking miserable. He's a bit of a miserable.
He's got a work van now, yeah? Saving shitloads of money, like 250 quid a month. Free. It's all free. All he's done is whinge. Whingy. You know what I mean? He's got a big fat pink van on his driveway. What's not to like? He's just so fucking... And he'll be listening. You go, I'm not negative. You are.
You're just like
Matt. You fucking
Matt.
Are.
You're just like Matt.
Two peas in a pod.
He hadn't been at work all week. He came in Thursday. He had 2 days to do before he broke up for Christmas. The first thing he said to me when he got in the van Thursday morning, fucking boxes the bikes turn up in, a fucking piss take, ginormous. Look at these. I was just like, what? I haven't seen you for like a fucking week. And the first thing you do is moan about the size of the boxes things were delivered in. It's just like, mate.
What, he bought bikes and he was annoyed that they turn up in big boxes.
They turn up in big boxes, but then they came in separate boxes, but you could have fit fucking both them boxes and another box in the box. And I was just like, One, it's far too early to be fucking going on about this. Two, I don't care. Three, you're a grumpy cunt. And I said such to him. I said to him today, I think. So, is there anything on this planet that you won't moan about? Because I've always been told, oh, you're so grumpy. I'm starting to see, if I'm like that, I can see why that would
be. You're not that bad. You're like, not that
Jesus
bad.
Christ, have a bit more of a positive outlook
I
on
grabbed
life.
Hold of Connor the other day and shook him. I said, fucking sort yourself out, lad. And you give me a little cheeky smile.
It's just, yeah, just, man, life's miserable. Just be fucking, happy, man.
Come on,
be happy and smile. Look, you've got just Dungeons and Dragons.
I'll tell you why he's been miserable, right, is because for maybe a week, possibly 2 weeks, consistently, he's been coming in to work absolutely knackered. He looks like death, right? And every time I've asked him, I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? What have you been doing? He goes, I've had a late night. I didn't go to bed till 11:30, whatever. I go, well, what have you been doing? You want to know what he's been doing?
Painting.
Painting.
Yeah, of course he has.
Painting his Warhammers. He's that fucking into it. He's like, well, I've got it. What is it? He's got the motivation. Let me crack him out. So he's just painting all of his fucking minifigures. But it's doing you in, Con, because you're fucking... You might be happy while you're sitting there with a little magnifying glass and your paintbrush, but you ain't happy in the morning, lad. All right?
I can't help but sympathise with him because I'm the same. No, fuck yeah. I can't sympathise with you. I tell you for why I'm not sympathising with you, because I did for a second.
Go on.
You ain't got fucking kids. You want to do that shit? Get in and do it when you get in from work. You got all night. My night starts at like 7:30, so I get 2 hours or so to do what I want to do. You got all fucking night.
Yeah, but he lives very far away.
He's still going to be home and playing and doing whatever activities he wants 4 hours before me. Correct?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what he does when he gets home.
Well, fucking put all that shit to the side and go to bed early, you cunt. Because he gets up early as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Stupid early he gets up because he travels.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, go to bed earlier, man. You haven't got fucking kids. You can do your shit a lot earlier than I can. I've got a reason I stay up so late. It's because I get very little time.
Group chat's going to fucking kick off when he listens to this.
Well, not till Monday. Or he's going to release it today. Christmas special.
Not till Monday. Got a couple of days to fucking rescind all that.
No, I don't mean it, Colin.
Edit that out. We can't release that.
I do sympathise with him because yesterday I was playing Balatro.
Nice.
Whilst watching football, and then the football finished at 10, and I went, I'm going to turn the PlayStation off now and I'm going to go sleep. And I didn't, and I was still awake at 12 o'clock. So, and I was really tired. I was falling asleep watching the football. Why am I still doing this? Then I played a little run event of the Gungeon. Why am I doing this? I haven't played this game in like 6 months. Turn that off. Then I put YouTube on. And I was like, oh, I really want to play Path of Exile. So then I put PlayStation on, re-downloaded Path of Exile, turned PlayStation off. Then I watched Castlevania. I was falling asleep watching Castlevania. Thought there's only like 2 episodes left. I really should just go to sleep and enjoy them tomorrow. Just stuck it out. And now I'm very tired. That's why I was asleep.
Oh, well, you did that last night?
Yeah. Busy night. But I was falling asleep hours earlier.
When you
earlier.
Said busy night, I thought you meant an actual busy night.
No, all my own doing.
Yeah, 100%.
I only got myself to blame, but it's last day, isn't it? So I'm just like, you know.
I don't know, I'm working Monday, Tuesday.
You got one more day. I'm thinking, just get through it, son. You'll be all right. You can stay up as late as you want. Late night Thursday and all that. And then it's Christmas. So, yeah, fuck it, man. I'm good. I'm happy.
You got that buzz because you ain't got to fucking do anything.
Yeah,
no, that's fair play.
Gassed, bro. Fucking, I'll get to go to the dump tomorrow. Yes.
To the dump.
Yeah.
Do you have to book your fucking spot still? Yeah. Decent.
Yeah, it's all booked up, mate. Got to take a fucking bed down there. And we should save this for the Patreon, because otherwise we'll have nothing to talk about.
How are you getting on with Balatro?
Very good, as I said to you before, good fun, isn't it? I think it was either on my first or second run, man. I got to a final boss. I was like, this game is easy as piss. And then I got smashed. And then for the next, I don't know how many runs, I didn't even get fucking close.
Same here, man.
And then you won, and I was like, nice, I can do it. So I kept plugging away.
I'm not having that.
You know, you inspired me. I didn't take it offensively.
It's like Melania all over again, like, or Radan.
You took it offensively, didn't you? I was
fuming. Yeah, got out of bed.
Yeah, see, I'd done the opposite. I was inspired. I was like, yes, I can do it too. And then I got through it and I was gassed. And then I won my second one. And yeah, and then I found out that my play is just two pair all the time. Two pairs very easy to find. However, I feel like I've found the most... I don't know if I've found it. I mean, everyone probably finds it fairly obvious. I've unlocked a new starter deck, which is surely the most overpowered broken one there is. And it is the... every card in your deck is either spades or hearts. So it's almost impossible to not find a flush. you know what I mean? So it's just flush, 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 flush.
That build where I've topped out at like 2.4 million.
Mental.
Was my breath. Like big hand. That was all fucking flushes and straights. That was actually a straight build because the jokers that I had, one of them cut out. So rather than needing like 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever.
Four.
It would cut them out. So you would go...
Oh,
so,
4, 6, 8.
No, yeah, so you...
Skip a number.
Yeah, it'd skip a number. So you could go 1, 3, 5, or you could go like 1, 3, 4, 5, and then skip. And then I had another joker that made spades and clubs the same suit. And then hearts and diamonds, the same suit.
Wow, yeah.
So, and then I just had multipliers fucking everywhere. I had one, I leveled up my straight to, it was like level 13 or something like that. And then had another joker where it was like, gave me a double multiplier if I got a straight. And then I had another joker where it copied the joker to the right of it. Mm-hmm. So I put that fucking to the left of the one that gave me a double multiplier. So I was just hitting straights constantly. And it was a piece of piss. And then, yeah, I hit that fucking... Finished that boss. And then you get into like challenge mode or just never-ending mode. And then, yeah, it was anti-11 where it just went... It just switched. I went from like the big blind being 500,000 to 7.2 million. Mm. Just out of nowhere. I was like, well, that's a hard stop right there. I can't do anything for that.
Did you not have the boss blind where it was just big blind and that's what...
Yeah,
the,
yeah, big blind.
Yeah, that's why it jumps on.
Where like fucking doubles. No. This was the small blind.
Yeah, but
where it went to 7.2.
Does it not make all of them
nah,
large?
No.
I thought it did.
No, it just fucking jumped straight to 7.2 million. It was ridiculous.
Do you ever skip them?
Nah.
Yeah, I should.
Why?
Because you get rewards, isn't it?
You don't get rewards for skipping.
Yes, you do.
What?
You get,
what do you mean?
You get rewards, bro.
What rewards?
So, you go on, say you're on small blind, and then you press the skip button, it tell you what you get. So it'll be like, a lot of the time I'll skip if it says, it'll say the next uncommon joker is free, plus it'll be polychrome.
Oh, I didn't know that. If you skip.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll show you, look. Just press play here, blah blah blah.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to fucking
look. So it says skip blind there. If you press this button, look, gives £5 per skip blind this run. So that's what it will give you if you skip.
I'll give you a fiver.
Yeah, and then this one, initial cards and booster packs in the next shop are free.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So yeah, you should skip sometimes, man.
Sometimes, yeah.
You get free jokers
rather than
free loads of free shit.
Ah, I did not know that. That's terrible. You learn something new every day.
You know about putting your multis as well, putting them at the end and shit.
Yeah, moving them all around. You know what? I only just found out about that today. Where they trigger in an order. I only just found out that today.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of times.
So
when
you could I bet you could have made that fucking $7 million now.
Probably could have, to be fair. Mm-hmm. I probably could have. Or you get the fucking horrible boss blinds where one hand.
No, I don't mind that one. My fucking biggest one is you can't see your fucking cards.
Oh, that one's a cunt.
Like, what the fuck am I supposed
that
to do?
That one's a cunt. I was I've had that twice and I've been lucky both times with that.
Pisses me off, bro. I'm just like...
Shit, innit?
Just guess then.
Or
what
where,
am I supposed to do?
Or where it's like, oh, spades are all debuffed. Mm. But it also fucking knows that you've picked the card where it's like, change your entire hand to spades. Right. So then when it pops up, boom. All fucking spades. They're all debuffed. There's no point in me laying them.
I had that earlier today. I had spades and hearts are the only cards in the whole decks. in the whole deck for me, and it was like diamonds are debuffed. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, oh dear.
I'm devastated.
How will I survive?
Yeah.
What a simple game, but absolutely fantastic.
Oh, it's so good, man.
It's really good. Well, mate, Jay, he had the deck where you have no faces in your deck.
Mm-hmm.
No faces whatsoever. And apparently that's quite fucking tough to get a win with, because obviously there's nothing.
I'll tell you what I had. I had an unbelievable run going, and it was the Joker that says all cards are considered face cards.
Yes, right? yes.
That's a fantastic Joker. And then I had another Joker which synergized with that, which was something about every time you use a face card, your multiplier increases, yada, yada, yada. And I was fucking flying. I was like, I am going to reach infinite level. There's nothing that can stop me until I reach the boss blind that said all face cards. Are debuffed and the wrong way round or something.
That's exactly what happened to me. I had the same Joker, all cards considered fucking face cards, and then I had another Joker where it was like it gives you like 2.5 multiplier for putting down a face card. So I was like, we're fucking winners here, and it was just breeze. And then yeah, exactly the same happened to me. Got to a boss blind, and it was all face cards are debuffed. And I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? So then what I did is I then had to sell that Joker to try and do it. But because my entire build was built around fucking having faces, I had nothing when I had that boss blind. I had nothing I could do. I was like, you dirty, dirty. You're telling me that this is just a random algorithm. Bollocks.
I've made
an entire build around faces and you've just fucking thrown that at me.
Yeah. It's such a fucking good... One Geezer made that game.
One Geezer. It's another Vampire Survivors all over again. When the Game of the Year nominations and everything come out, I know that we looked at Bellatro and we were a bit like, what the fuck? Never heard of it. I was like, well, what?
I'd heard of it, but I've watched videos on it and I'd read about it. And I was just like, none of this interests me.
I had nothing about it.
It looks so plain.
Boring. Looked very boring.
I like card games. I'm playing Slay the Spire also at the same time now. And I've played that for a long time. And I'm like, I like card games. I love card games. Fucking Hearthstone, fucking Marvel Snap. I'm a card game connoisseur. Gwent, everything like that. And I look at this, I'm like, but it's just poker, bro.
It's poker.
Like,
it's boring.
It can't interest me. Yeah. Oh, it's fucking interesting.
Yeah.
It's all the numbers and the clicking.
And then when you get the multiplier, ding, 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 ding. And then when you get multiple multipliers and then it starts speeding itself up, you're like, ding, 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 ding.
You get the little flames above
little
this
flames,
score.
You go, oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Let me have it. Oh, and you get the fucking money at the end and bing, bang, bong, bash. Yeah, it's good. Because the only reason that I fucking got it was because... For a long time now, I pay for Picture This on my phone for like plant identification and all that bollocks. So I've just been passively building up Google Play points. And then, I had like 15 quid's worth and it was a tenner. So I was like, fuck it. Well, we spoke about that. I felt dirty bastard buying something off a Play Store. Horrible, dirty man.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, you're buying something off of a Play Store and it feels dirty. But... it's money well spent. And also, you would never have bought that without them points. But you'll spunk money on stupid shit. But to spend a tenner on a game that you want to play, be like, oh, it's on my phone now, isn't it? I'm exactly the same. But I'll spend fucking 20 quid on a shitty pop figure.
Yeah, go. I don't like it on my phone. Let me bring in this Steam Deck that's 10 times the size
of it. Yeah, exactly.
I'll play it on that.
That's what initially I was going to do. It's like, no, I'll get it on Steam. I was like, but I will play it all the time if it's on my phone, if it's good.
All the time.
Well, I
all
limit
time.
Myself to the Steam Deck, which I don't play unless I'm playing something consistently. I won't take that to work with me or nothing.
Mm.
This is with me all the time.
Mm. I was literally, we were killing a bit of time, like 40 minutes, because we were quite close to the yard. And having a bit of lunch, and then just pulled out my phone. And then there's just me and Jay just fucking, he's like... helping me alongside me, and I said to him, I said, why aren't you fucking, why, because he got it on PlayStation. I said, why don't you buy us on your phone? He was like, because it'd be curtains for me. He was like, I'll be done, because he plays that Pokemon religiously.
Pokemon Pocket.
Yeah, all the fucking time.
So I like that, but you know what the problem is the games take too long. Like, I like the snappiness of Bellatro, and also I can just go, well, I'll play this later, and I can just leave the run and come back to
and
it.
It'll,
I haven't got a fucking worry. Like, if you're playing Pokemon Pocket, you're playing against people, bro. You can't just pause that shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because fucking Roman's got both the decks now and all.
I've pretty much got both the decks already. I saved so many hourglasses.
That's exactly what he fucking did, man. I think he spent like over 100 quid on it now. Something ridiculous like
that's
that.
Mental.
Yeah, but he's ADHD to fuck. I had to practically beg him to stop buying slabs. Stop buying slabs. Stop buying
it's
them.
Easy done, though.
And I said, he got proper into it. And I said to him, I said, you're going to crash. You're going to burn. I said, I'm telling you now from experience, stop buying them. I know they look lovely and shiny, but stop buying them. And then he didn't listen. And then he fucking crashed and burned.
Geezer at work bought that for Christmas for his nephew.
That's very nice.
Little fucking PSA 10 Charizard.
Did he say how much it cost him?
It's 40 quid.
That's not bad.
It weren't bad.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, looks like I'm buying slabs again. He's like all the way back in. Straight away, he fucking loved it.
Did you see Ace Grading got robbed?
I did. I watched the video as well. Yeah, it was quite sad, man. He was devastated. Obviously.
Yeah, fucking targeted attack. And I was sort of talking about that the other day. You'd be fuming, wouldn't you? If you sent off one of your cards to get graded and then they go, oh, yeah, we're compensating. Go, I don't want compensation. I want my fucking card back.
From when I was reading the comments, a lot of people in there who had allegedly, I can't prove this, but they were saying that they was one of the people that had their card stolen. Randolph, the guy whose company it is, personally rang each one, said they're really sorry, and gave them what they are more than happy with market value for their cards. So if they're happy with that, you know, you can either go and buy one that's already
crazy though.
But yeah, but he's had to, like, all his business ventures all down the put. He was building his own warehouse, or he had his own warehouse with his own TCG shop he was building in there. He was going to make a Pokemon shop where you can come battle, come buy stuff. All that, he's just like, they're going to have to take all the money out of that and put it all into this. And yeah, the dirty thing is his inside job, because they only took very specific stuff. They didn't take stuff that any old robbery would take. They knew what they were taking, and they do have security, but they didn't manage to, you know, alert any of that or anything. So yeah, very, very sad. I feel very sorry for him and all involved.
Very, very doggy. Yeah. Very doggy.
Got to be careful you trust, man.
I feel like that's quite a hard thing to fucking sell off and all. Because, like, tough. But there's some fucking scum in the world with shit like that. Especially,
mate, just look at a fucking regular geezer like us. I mean, we're different. We're employed, but you're self-employed, bopping about in a fucking van, and they break in and nick all your tools.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fucked, bro. Yeah, and that's your livelihood. That feeds your kids.
I'm done.
It's just devastating. But people don't care. They're like, oh, I'll sell this fucking tool for 200 quid. Sweet.
You've
literally ruined my life. I've got nothing. I've got no tools. It's going to take ages for insurance to pay out if they do. And I've got to rebuy all these tools when I should be doing jobs Monday to Friday.
Well, you think we have that shit fucking looming on us constantly.
Yeah, but it's not our stuff.
It's not our
stuff.
That's
what
it's,
I mean,
true,
if you're self-employed and you've got a job Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're all lined up, and then you get robbed Monday
and
morning.
You've got all your tools gone.
Not only have you lost all your job, lost all your jobs, or you can't do your jobs that you said you would, so you're losing that money. You're also waiting for insurance to get the money back so you can go and buy the tools again. You're just out of work for ages. And it's just scummy scumbags. This isn't a crime podcast.
But I like Ace Grading.
Yeah, I do.
But grading as well has always been such a grey sort of area. I'm still butthurt from my fucking grade. If I'm perfectly honest, I'm never getting the fucking anything graded again.
Where did you send it? Ace. Was it you?
You little fuckers. I told you I was coming for you. Yeah, you make me pay a quid for the fucking whole breakdown of my grading. Yeah.
Geezer at work's just sent loads off to PSA. He sends them off. He sent a big bulk off.
Well, they have to get what he sends them to fucking America. Fucking hell.
£8 a card, he said, or saying.
Yeah,
eight.
But I just couldn't do it because for some reason.
I know, it's scary. It's
I don't trust
way,
it. It's a long old way to fucking send it over and then make it back in. Because it's not the coming back that's the problem for me. Yeah. It's the sending them out.
100%.
Because you go, right, I've sent this perfect fucking Charizard, whatever. And it rocks up and it fucking grades a 2 because it's snapped in half.
Yeah.
Go, well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
In transit.
Like when the fucking, like with Logan Paul's Charizard, where he had it actually cracked back out of the fucking slab and then regraded by a different company that only had, what was it, like 2 Charizards on their roster that had been graded, so therefore made a 10, a mint 10, even rarer for that grader. So it's like the fucking the money that he could have lost. I mean, not that it's fucking anything to Logan Paul, but the money that he could have lost by doing that is quite crazy. Or the fucking the one ring with Magic the Gathering.
Post Malone.
Well, Posty bought it. I tell him to fuck off. I go, no.
I remember you saying it's worth what I want it to be worth.
You get that card, right? Everyone's sitting, Posty's sitting there. He's like, I'll give you 2.5 million for that card. You go, right, well, you've just made that card 2.5 million pounds worth. I want fucking 5 million, please. You go, well, no, it's only worth 2.5. You go, no, I'm saying it's worth 5, and I've got it. I've got the only fucking one. So 5 million, please.
I've got the one true ring.
Yeah. But you'd be scared, wouldn't you? If you're just a normal person, normal human being living a normal life, nothing fucking too extravagant, but you're sweet, you've got your little house, you've got your family, whatever, and then you've got fucking 5 million quid's worth of a card sat in the drawer.
Come in, Vader's got it. Oh, man.
imagine that. Yeah, you probably would fucking sell it off to someone, dude, because you'd have to
because you don't know what could happen. And the only thing in the back of my mind, and I hope I wouldn't be so greedy, but if you're telling me now that car's worth 2.5 million, what that shit going to be worth in 20 years?
Could you imagine?
It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be like Bitcoin. if there's one of these cards, and even if there is more later down the line, this is the OG. This is the original. And it will be known to be the first. This shit is going to be worth fucking billions. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're offering 2.5. Poster, you've just fucked yourself. I want 10.
Yeah, no, you've got
I want 10 million.
Sit on that shit,
bro. All right, we'll settle on 7. That's fine.
I think if I personally had something like that, I'd have to put it in storage. I'd have to wrap it up perfect and put in like a storage container, like not one of them little Mackie ones, like, you know, the secure storage, like a vault. I couldn't have it just sitting about the house. And then then I'd die and no one would know it was in there, and Jem would go in there and she'd be like, oh, you didn't half cheap some shit.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Binned.
Fucking Magic the Gathering.
The rings, fucking loser.
Another ADHD venture, fucking on Vinted for a quid. Bash, yeah, done.
Look, people wouldn't even buy it. It'd be like, fake shit.
What do you mean the one ring on Vinted for fucking £7.50? Postage, I'm not paying that.
Yeah,
it'd be stupid, bruv.
Not knowing the one true ring is actually the one.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the anime?
War of the Rohirrim?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gone to see it yet. It's got bad reviews.
I've heard good things, though.
Yeah.
Bad.
When I had a look, it had a... This is what I don't get, which is why I don't trust it at all. Had good normal people reviews, and then bad critic reviews.
Oh, it's a film. I thought it was a series.
It's a film, bro.
Oh, nice. Rate that.
Yeah. Why would you see it?
100%.
Now you can come see it with me, then, if you want.
Don't know about that.
Oh, I'll go fuck myself in.
No, I'm joking. I'm not really... I could use my taste card to get cheap cinema tickets.
There's cheap cinema down the road, man.
Yeah, I know. Matt always goes on about that.
What, the Rio?
I don't know where
it is, but
he's
like,
it's about 3 quid,
yeah,
mate.
Cheap as fuck, man. Decent cinema. Love it.
But you know me, I'm an Odeon guy, bro. I just love it. I love the cheesy nachos.
We'll watch it at some point. I was meant to watch it on release, but just been fucking busy. So maybe tomorrow
I'll go and see it tonight, bro.
Oh, you watch it on your little
crack stick. No. Don't be ridiculous. I'm just talking, you know, in general.
Oh, sorry.
Just in general, yeah, just, I might watch it one
day.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Watching the trailer on YouTube or something.
Yep.
It's got Brian Cox in it.
Yeah, you like Brian Cox.
Yeah, I love Brian Cox. Why is he in Lord of the Rings? He's got such a fantastic voice.
Well, he's Gandalf.
And out there is the star.
The One Ring.
183 years for the events chronicled in the original trilogy, a sudden attack by Wolf, a clever and ruthless Dunlending lord, seeking vengeance for the death of his father, forces Helm Hammerhand and his people to make a daring last stand in the ancient stronghold of the Hornburg. Finding herself in an increasingly desperate situation, Hera, the daughter of Helm, must summon the will to lead the resistance against a deadly enemy intent on their total destruction. I didn't know it was a film. I'm much more intrigued about it now.
Yep, Lord of the Rings, so we're all over it.
Yeah, I'm all over that shit. Breath! Sorry, that's probably loud.
Patron time.
Oh.
See you later, everyone.
Oh, hold on.
Okie dokie.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, in case we don't see you on the Friday. Well, we won't see you on Christmas.
Exactly. So,
Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, and I hope you all have loads of food.
Uru.